Gavin, welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Hi,
all the
Chris.
Way from Liverpool.
Yep.
Now, snake venom. We're lucky in this country. We've only got one poisonous snake. Ireland and I think New Zealand don't have any, do they?
But that's right.
Why do snakes have this venom and how does it work?
Snakes over the years, over millions and millions of years, have evolved a very complex, huge array of, like an arsenal, in order to either defend themselves or to immobilise their prey before eating it. We're only just discovering the complexity of a lot of the venoms present in certain snakes because they seem to have a very specific role. Either they can immobilise by inhibiting the action of the nerves, or it can immobilise by causing a complete thrombosis of the hemostatic system.
The snakes don't need to bite us, do they? Because if you look at, say, cobras and things, they spit venom in people's eyes. Is that effective, or do they do that to blind you and then they come in and bite you on top?
Spitting cobras have this wonderful adaptation where they've got these holes in the front of their fangs, so you can get a plume, like an aerosol plume of snake venom. And if you get it in your eyes, you can get like a chemical conjunctivitis, and it is very, very painful. But it won't envenom you in that way. The reaction is purely local. But these spitting cobras can also bite with it, with these fangs, and can immobilise because the venom is neurotoxic and can paralyse a patient in the worst case scenario.
You don't seem to need very much venom to get a pretty profound effect on a person who gets bitten.
That is true. I mean, the most toxic of the venoms is probably the inland taipan of Australia, and it's got a very low what we call LD50, which is the standardised unit of lethality. But you're right, you only need a very small amount of circulating snake venom in order to cause a huge kind of a disturbance in you, and if you survive, you can become a cripple for the rest of your life if it's left untreated.